Sunday Lady Shear Shara Bitochen Chovos Halvavos. I lost the paper with the number of the Shear, but it's Yud Beis Adar Aleph, 21 February, and we're in Perek Dalet of Shara Bitochen, and we're in the middle of the fourth of this list of seven things of life circumstances in which to apply Bitochen. So we're in the middle of the fourth thing, where he's talking about Bitochen regarding mitzvahs. So we're learning Chavis HaVodos, Shara Bitochen, we're in Perek Dalet. Chavis HaVodos lists seven areas, and he gives lessons how to apply Bitochen. Hopefully we acquired Midas HaBitochen through Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, and now in Perek Dalet he tells us how to apply it. We're in the middle of the fourth of the seven things, which is applying Bitochen, and I guess Ishtadlus also, to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that don't involve anyone else. Number five on the list will be mitzvahs that involve other people. So we learned how he says the major principle here is that there is no bitachon in mitzvahs. You can't say, I'm trusting in Hashem to lead me the right way. I'm trusting in Hashem to get me to wake up tomorrow. I'm trusting in Hashem that I will go do a certain thing rather than not do it, or that I won't do a certain thing rather than yes do it. If you have bitachon in mitzvah, says the Chavis HaLavos, it's foolish and wrong. And then he analyzes every person's decision, which I guess is always the analysis would be true about any decision we make, except that it's not free will. And he splits it into three parts. Thinking about it, we'll call it deciding, lemaisa, making that final decision, we'll go with those mefarshim, and then actually implementing the decision. So he says the first two is free will, and Hashem doesn't mix in, so to speak. Tremendous chiddush. And, or maybe not, maybe the chiddush is that the third thing you need Hashem for again, and you have to apply the rules of bitachon, the implementation. When it comes, will I indeed be zoche to do the mitzvah? Will I indeed be successful in staying away from the Aveira? Will my intentions happen? Will they materialize? So that's back to bitachon. You have to daven and rely on Hashem to make it happen. And when it does happen, the Chavis HaLavos says, a chiddush, you get schar for that also. Not 100% clear why, since it's not in your hands, it's totally up to Hashem. But it seems that if you are the conduit, the kli, the channel, for that good thing actually happening, so you get schar for that also. You have your personal decision, which you get schar for, which is the mitzvah, which is bechira, and then the implementation is that you are the conduit of that good thing happening in the world, so that's, you get the schar for that also. We're in the middle now. The Chavis HaLavos says we're in the text. This is a very interesting paragraph, which I puzzled many years understanding what he wants. He's explaining the difference between mitzvos and other areas. Why does he feel the need to explain it? I don't know. I still don't understand it fully. I've been saying it for many years. Mitzvahs are bechira, so Hashem sort of has to leave it up to us, because that's the whole point of creating the world, and everything else is under Hashem's control. Hey, you're still in Sheva Brachas. You have a few hours left. What does he want, the Chavis HaLavos? Mitzvahs are bechira, so Hashem has to butt out. We're not even going into the philosophical discussion that really that should engender, which is how could Hashem butt out? Like, what does it mean Hashem butts out? Hashem can't butt out. But we won't go there. We'll just say Hashem, it's called tzimtzum in Kabbalistic thought, and with this koach called tzimtzum, Hashem leaves this entirely up to us. We have free will. And Chavis HaLavos, whoever comes and listens and remembers, strike three, to Shara Avodas Elokim, Chavis HaLavas talked about free will versus determinism. I know Hashem is in control of everything, you see from many psukim. And then many psukim indicate a person has free will. And he brought down different philosophies that deal with that issue. And he finally says, I'll tell you, like Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof. He says, I'll tell you, I don't know. I don't know how to make the two things stim. I just know you have to believe that they're both true. And you have to live your life. I have total free will, and then whatever happens is totally from Hashem. And that's all. That's how you have to live your life. I don't really see the question according to what he's saying here in Shaar HaBitachon. This is again a parenthetical thing, because in Shaar HaBitachon he's saying that the implementation of your decision is not free will. So then what's the kasha? I have total free will in making the decision and in deciding in my bechira, total free will. But then Hashem decides what actually happens, and that's what he says here. That's no longer my free will. Hashem decides if I'm going to make it to the hospital to be mevakechola. Hashem decides if I'm going to be successful in giving tzedakah. Hashem decides if I'm going to be successful in getting to Beis Medrash to learn Torah. Maybe something will happen that will prevent me from going. And Hashem has to give my limbs the power to act. All the thousands of electrical connections between my brain and my muscles have to work. Of course it's Hashem that does the actual implementation. So, according to this, the whole kasha of Shaar Avodas Elokim has an easy answer. I don't really understand why he's so puzzled and he has to say, like, let's not go there. You'll just, if you try to figure it out, you might go off the derech, and I don't want to go there, and just believe that, and I called it two parallel lines that somehow meet, and we don't understand it. I don't really understand the big kasha according to what he says here. Very simple answer. Hashem's in charge. Unless you say that if people would make the wrong bechira, so then there would be no implementation automatically. So how could Hashem control what happens if everybody would, let's say, have free will and decide to do bad, then the good will never happen. Okay. But anyway, I'm asking a different question now. What does he want? He says, what's the difference between mitzvahs and between everything else that you don't, that it's all illusory? And Hashem is deciding everything that happens, and you're not really making decisions. Hashem is pushing you in a certain direction. We explained when it's not Bechira, when it's not Tova Ra, Yumamish, this is hard for people to believe because it goes against the grain of what we, of our experience. We think we are making decisions, which house to buy and which, but we're not really, unless it's Tova Ra. Which really leads us again to something he says in Shaar Avodas Elokim, that everything is Tov V'ra. But we said people don't live on that level. So if I'm not living on that level, so if I'm deciding where to buy a house, and there's no, and I don't see the difference in where I live, like this will have a good influence on me, this will have a not so good influence on me, here is a stronger community, and I'll be more careful, more medaktik b'mitzvahs, or I'll learn more, and this community I won't. If I'm not dealing on that level, so really I'm not really being bolcher. The English word is making a decision and choosing, but if it's not Tov V'ra, I'm not really doing it. Hashem's pushing me in a certain direction because he wants my life to unfold in a certain way. So he's asking here, what's the difference? Why are mitzvahs this way and everything else is only Hashem, only Hashem, only Hashem? And for years I don't understand what he's bothered by, because only mitzvahs are bechira, and everything else is not. And I still don't understand it so well. What I finally am at peace with is that he's bothered by why Hashem doesn't, if we have this ability, it's like, if Hashem can butt out of decisions, and he can, in order to enable Bechira, so why doesn't he butt out when I'm deciding what job to take, and where to walk, and how to walk across the street, and if I should take the car, I should walk, and all the, what school my kids should go to, what shidduch, again, if it's not Tov V'ra, if I'm not living it as Tov V'ra, because according to the Chazal and Shavuot HaLakim, everything really can be traced back to Tov Hara, because everything ultimately either brings me closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem. So the only answer we have to explain what he's saying here is that, I talked about it with my family, people don't function on that level. So if I'm deciding between chocolate ice cream and vanilla ice cream, maybe it could be, if I would heavy duty think about it, it would be, well, this will cost more, and maybe I should give the money to Tztaka, or this will be more fattening, and I won't be in such good shape, and it's not so healthy. So everything maybe theoretically could be traced back to Tov Hara. I want to take a vacation, but maybe it'll involve this, and then it'll involve that. But that's maybe not just theoretically. You could live like that, but most people don't live like that, and therefore the Tov Hara doesn't enter their consciousness, and Mamela it's not Bechira. So they're just deciding what color, skirt they're buying, a suit, you know. I mean, okay, if it's not a black suit, it's Ra. We all know that. Yeah.
No, I was just wondering if it could be because Hashem's essence is he's a native, so that's why Hashem couldn't make you about.
You mean his present question? Well, I'm trying to figure out what the question. Yeah. So I think the question is, why doesn't Hashem let us decide everything? Yeah. Why doesn't Hashem let us decide everything? Why? If he can butt out, because you see he does butt out, so to speak. So Bechira. So why doesn't he let me decide what job to take and where to live and everything? Why not? So maybe that's what he's bothered by. Otherwise, I don't understand the question, because Bechira is the obvious answer. So you're right, maybe that's what he's bothered by. Why can't Hashem let me decide everything in my life, even things that are not Tov Hara?
If I decide wrong, he's being kind.
Well, let's learn his answer. Whoa, let's see his answer. That's going to be his answer, because when it comes to mitzvahs, he will answer. Because when it comes to mitzvahs, I know what's Tov and what's Ra. But when it comes to which job to take, or what should I do to get a job, or where should I live, again, if we're not functioning on the Tov Hara level, so we have no idea. We're clueless. So we might pick something that's really bad for us, and it's Mamash's answer. Because we don't know. But mitzvahs, we do know. Now, again, many people have questions. I don't know the right thing to do in mitzvahs either. And that's why they come to the Rav, who they don't know, also doesn't know. But when they're not looking, he flips a coin. And then he tells them what to do. Okay, it's difficult questions. These questions come up, and they're difficult. So sometimes it is clear, and because of negius, you don't see it. And indeed, a third party can see it objectively and guide you that this is right and this is wrong, etc. And sometimes there's a rule in Rabbi Yeruchim. I think it's a fundamental rule that you should pick what's your personal nisayon. I told you, like if a person's deciding, should I go to the chasana on time and be by the chuppah, or should I have a ma'ariv with a minyan? And if there's no clear halachic answer, so then they say, if I'm lax in davening with a minyan, then that's what I have to shore up, and that's what I should do. But if I'm lax in my benodim lachaveru, and I don't care, I don't particularly want to do chesed for people, then that's Rabbi Ruchem's yisod. It's a major, major principle in life, and I think it solves, I don't know, I never took a survey, but I would say, in my experience, it solves around 25 to 30% of these types of issues, that you could say, well, here's where I need to exercise in. I need to exercise my chesed, or I need to exercise my hakpada on a minyan, or a man would say I have to exercise my hasmada, or my chesed, right? So that's how Rabbi Yeruchim says that. He has a raya from a taisvus. It's an interesting raya. I won't go into it. It's a gemara and a taisvus that says that that's how you should choose the path of most resistance. So as the gemara's lashon is, La kufes yitzro, to be kofes the yitzhara, to destroy to bend the yitzhara, to be victorious over the yitzhara. That's the Gemara's lashon. You should do something la kufes yitzro. So that can be, that the Gemara says it in one particular case, and the Rabbi Rucham expands it as a really a major principle. Getting back to the Chavis Halavas here, so he says, Mamish, that answer. Shashorin Yani Ha'olam, when it comes to everything else but mitzvahs, Lo Niglu Lanu Ofani Hatov V'Hara, B'Siba Minasibos Mi Baladesha Erusim. We don't know what's gonna work, what's not gonna work. We're clueless. We don't know the future. We think, oh, if I try out this shidduch, it's gonna be good, but if I go with that shidduch, it's not gonna be good, this job will be good, that job won't be good. We don't know, we have no idea. V'lo ofani ahefzed v'hara, b'ktsasim bilti ktsasim, and which is bad, and which will adarabba be mazikos chas v'shalom. Ki lo amadnu al eze malochim an amalochos, we don't know what's best for us, shatol v'lonu, v'yosiru'uya, which is most likely to bring us parnasa. This is always his ever-present example, is talking about parnasa. Uvakoshos hateref, v'habrius, what is healthy, what's not healthy, v'hatov. It's talking about if it's not clear, if it's not tov or ra. Obviously to do healthy things is ra, to do unhealthy things is ra. And then we're back to mitzvahs, so we're back to bechira. He's talking about, you know, should I have milchus or fleishus tonight for supper? So we don't know what would be healthier for us, what wouldn't. Lo be'ez ha'schoru, be'ez ha'derech, be'ez ha'maisim, and ha'maisim ha'olamiyim. What do I do on Sunday at 12:30 p.m.? Figure it out, because I'm doing it for the last 10 years. Goodbye. That's my son. So therefore, the only appropriate thing to do is to be Boteach Belukim, because he knows what's best for us. Mamish what you said, exactly, bullseye. Belukim because Hashem will help us on Mashiach Botovaseinu. Achar, you see, look, he didn't say this yet. The whole shower of Yitachon, this is amazing. He didn't talk about davening. And all of a sudden, he throws in, happy talking to Hashem, he's going to do what's best for you. Achashin is galgal aleihem, after we do hishtadlus, v'nischanem elov, and we daven, that he should send us in a good direction. We have to daven. We have to daven. L'hoyer l'vavenu l'bechiros hatova. He doesn't mean here tova ra of bechira. He means what's best for us, what job is best for us, what ofan hishtadlus will bring the results that will be good for us. But avodas Hashem, ain't an akein. We know there's a Torah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there's a Mishnah Berurah, there's a Kesher Shulchan Aruch, there's a Rav that paskens shailus. You know what to do. But neshekvar hodanu hodiyanu ofani anachonaba. He told us already what's right. The tzivonu livchorba. So he told us uvacharta b'chayim. Right, that's bechira. The year of son of begemul, and he told us we're going to get schar, right, an onesh, aleo. V'yim nischanen elov v'bechirasa, but if we daven to Hashem to choose for us the right way when it comes to bechira, my personal obligation to make a bechira betol, v'niftach olav, and we have bitachon in Hashem, b'harol seinu, to show us, ofane hatov lanu, what's good for my ruchnius, I trust Hashem to work things out, we're making a huge mistake. Uscholim and foolish. He uses these two adjectives before. He uses them again now. Wrong and foolish. Bebitchoneinu. Bebnesha kvar kodma, because we already have the rules. He told us already. Darkehu avoda. Asher yorileinu bolam hazeh. Ubeba. Kemosha omar. Vayitzaveinu Hashem lasos. Is called achukam ha'ela. Liyiras Hashem alokeinu. Lotolonu chol hayomim. This is a, once in a while, the Chavis Halavas is bothered by why there's no, not, why it doesn't see, we had this in Shavuot Elokim, why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba more, why you have to search for it. So he says here's a pasuk that it obviously would only mean Olam Haba, because it said already Schar in the previous pasuk, it said that first pasuk. L'tov lanu kol hayomim. So then what does it mean? Utztaka tiyalanu ki nishmar lasos. What's that? So that's Olam Haba. Okay, so that's reason number one, is we don't know what's good and what's bad. So how could he leave it up to us to choose? We don't, not good bad of bechira, of aveir and mitzvah. We don't know what will bring what we want and what won't bring what we want. We're clueless.
So why do we have to daven to him to help us choose what is good for us?
We...
Because he's going to do it anyways, right? I mean, between...
Okay, so we're not going to get into... This is a fundamental question of davening. If Hashem will always do what's good for me, why do I ever daven? And the Chavis of Lovus happens to talk about it in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and just very briefly, because davening is part of the system. That's, he wants us to daven to him, because he wants us to be aware of him, because otherwise we lose sight, that because he's invisible, and we don't see him, and we think easily, Kolchi Votsum Yodi, and we think it's us. So he wants us to daven. I mean, this is the whole thing about davening, but very, 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 very briefly and simplistically, because it's part of the system. He wants us to daven. So it's like saying, I mean, I think of it in a very simple formula. It's part of hishtadlus. It's on the hishtadlus side of the ledger. So just like you have to get up out of bed and you have to go to work, so you have to daven. That's part of hishtadlus. Hashem wants us to daven. Okay. So that's reason number one. So again, we're learning, ladies, that the question was, why doesn't Hashem indeed leave everything up to us? Now, as we understand, there's a difference. That's Bechira, and this is not Bechira, and that's Bechira and Tov Ra, this is not, but why can't he let us choose these things also? So his answer is, number one, because he wants to be mative to us, and we will pick things that are bad, so he doesn't want to leave it up to us. Well, no, we don't know what's good. And the second thing is, we will fall off a cliff. We will stumble into what's mamish bad. For old kinyani ha'olam, yesh toshuv hasiba ha'mushubachas, we think this is the greatest job in the world, this is the greatest shidduch in the world, this is the greatest school in the world, this is the greatest bargain in the world, this is the greatest house in the world, yeah, we think. And then ach and vey, right? We all have experienced such things, I'm sure. You say, oh boy, like if I only knew then what I knew now, it's not nishken grace a glicken, as my mother, Lashon, used to say. You find out it's not a grace a glick. You think it's a grace a glick, and it turns out to bury you, Chas v'Shalom. So the first reason is you don't know what's good even, and the second reason is even if something is clearly good, it can end up being to your detriment. It can end up, person gets rich, moves to a rich person's neighborhood. Not so good for him spiritually to live in that neighborhood. Right? And his kids become friends with kids that are not so good for his kids. So he thought he struck it rich, and he moved to a fancy house in a fancy neighborhood. It turned out to be a very not good thing for him. So you don't know where it ends up. And when you bid, right, get rejected from a shidduch, get rejected from a job, get rejected, or anything that makes you feel bid, then you find out later, maybe years later, mishubachas, it was the best thing for you. And you look back and you say, oh, that was so good for me. And even tragedies, if we're zoiche, we are able to look back and see why it was good. That's already a very big schus you have to have, and if we could be zoiche that at least in retrospect we see the good. You have to be maimon it's good always, but to see it, there's a lot. I told you, that's how the Ramchal, I don't want to make Mrs. Noel feel bad, but this is how the Ramchal starts off Das Tfunos. He starts off like, I believe everything's good, but I don't experience that it's good. My experience is that it's bad. So, it's a big source to find out after, to see. Maybe years afterwards, you look back and you say, well, this was such a good thing that I got rejected. This is such a good thing that I got fired. This is such a good thing that sometimes it's a good thing that this accident happened. Right? I can see in retrospect how my 2 years of Yisurim with my foot was a very good thing. Now I'm able to see that in retrospect, and I have in my mind why it was good. And really, that's a, you look back. Achla. So that's all in Mili the Alma, in health, in jobs, in Parnoso, in Shiduchim, in children, in Nachas, etc. Achla Voda V'Aveira in Unkein. But again, but when it comes to mitzvahs, there's no such thing. Nothing bad will come out of doing a mitzvah. You won't lose out if you do a mitzvah. That's what he says. So, number one, we know what's good. And number two, we know it won't lead to bad. Even though sometimes, you know, sometimes it looks like it, and sometimes people... I just had this experience with someone. I said, you don't lose out from doing a mitzvah. You're not going to lose. I forgot. But sometimes there is a short-term loss. It's not really a loss, but sometimes it looks like we lost out. I did the right thing, so now I'm in hot water. Right? So, okay. So, but it's good. Ki amaguna va meshubach mehem lo yeyotek me'inyono. Bad doesn't come from tov, from real tov, spiritual tov, mitzvahs. Avoiding averus. V'lo yischalef. Okay. So this is one point that we learned today. What's the difference between mitzvahs and other things? I started off with a question. What do you mean, what's the difference? One's bechira, one's not. We had an answer from the audience, and that's L'chayra, his question is, why not? Why not leave everything up to us? And then the answer again was, because we don't know what's good, and even if it's clear what's good, but it might end up bad down the road, after all the vicissitudes of life. So, leave it up to Hashem, because we're not Nevi'im, we don't know, but mitzvahs, we know what's good, and we are guaranteed that nothing bad will come out of doing the right thing. Maybe it'll be short-term pain, short-term look like, you know, but that's only short-term. When Hashem has the bigger picture in mind. Now he goes on to go back to the third shlav of his analysis of decisions, which is the implementation of your decision. Because he said, even in mitzvahs and averos, the implementation, I made a good decision, but now the shidduch has to work. I made a good decision. I have to get to the hospital on time. I made a good decision. My chesed has to work. My car has to work. My body has to work. I have to be able to get to the Beis Medrash and learn, and nothing chas v'shalom happens that'll prevent me. So that, he says, back to bitachon. Only the first two areas, which are in the mind. It's a major league, yesod. The chir is in the mind. Doing, back to bitachon. Implementation or avoiding sin. Avoiding sin, it's a little more difficult to be masig, but certainly in doing mitzvahs, it's easier to see that only Hashem, we need Hashem and you need bitachon, and we're back to bitachon and ishtadlus, except that ishtadlus is going to be part of your bechirum. You can have bitachon. Again, this is number four on the list. So when it comes to the decision, no bitachon. And when it comes to the third shlav, the implementation, you need to be botech b'Hashem, who gemar ma'aseh la'avoda. Implementing your decision, achar b'chiroso, after you've so chosen, b'leiv sholem, v'nemon, v'haskomo, v'hishtadlus, b'bar levo, with a reina hearts, you made a good decision, v'kavono l'shmo ha'godol. This is all the things you need to be zocher for the implementation. Hopefully you're doing it l'shma, not l'shem kavod, and not whatever. Uvazah anachnu chayovim. Again, you have to daven. Now you have to daven that Hashem, we should be zocher, that our bechira should materialize. Our good choices should materialize. L'schanim eilav lazaro sonobo, because this is back to bitachon. And bitachon requires tefillah. To lead us down that path. And Dovid HaMelech constantly doubted that he's going to show now psukim from Tehillim where you sort of wonder what's Dovid davening for. I mean, this is your responsibility. You have Bechira. What are you davening to Hashem? All the psukim he brings, hadricheini b'mitchu b'lamdeni, hadricheini b'nesib mitzvosecha, derech amunu v'chorti, dovak d'beit v'osecha, Hashem al t'visheni, al t'alsum epi d'vames, al b'yok hilu mishpatecha yicholti. All of these are David's davening that his choices be implemented, that his choices materialize. V'chol zeraya shebechir, and all these psukim are proof to my yisod, says the Chavis Halavis. Shebechiraso hoysa b'maysa ha'avoda. His choice was to do it. Ach his pa'ol elu akim al shnei dvorim. Echad mehem, this is another chiddush, he says, let my choice not be, this is also an important yisod, because some psukim need this explanation, that you can daven to Hashem to not cloud your mind. That you don't want things to stare your choice. You don't want things that'll confuse you. Hashem, please, I know the right thing to do. I don't want any soyon. Don't mix me up. Don't let things happen that'll make me rethink my decision, keep my mind clear and determined to do the mitzvah, the good. Don't let things happen that'll tear me away from my bechira. So there already you're talking about levavi. You can't say he's talking about the implementation. He's saying yached levavi liyirashmecha. So the Chavis is explaining it is definitely legitimate to daven to Hashem that your bechira not be swayed by outside factors. In other words, I guess it's like saying, "Let me not have an isayon. Please, don't test me." Gal einai v'abita neflos mitorosecha. However, einai meira oshov at libi alei dosecha. So this is already libi. You can't say. V'hasheni l'chazek eivorav al hashlamas hamaisim ba'avodoso. Let my body listen to its commands. Let me indeed get to the Chesed committee. Let me indeed get to where I want to go. Let me indeed be successful at what I do. V'mashomar, and then you have psukim that are talking about the actions. Hadricheini bin asiv mitzvol secho, so adeni v'ivosheya v'harbe kamo. V'ani osid l'voir ofani mafsidei achelek hazeh v'ofani hashlamoso v'aderech hanachonu bo bezos Hashem. I will yet explain how you could get tripped up in this inyan of having bitachon in thing number four. So we finished number four on the list. Number one was basic monetary sustenance, but it meant health also, things you need for life. Number two was above and beyond, remember? Number three was relationships. All types of relationships, friends, enemies, relatives, being alone, employers, employees, enemies and friends, all types of relationships, how you apply bitachon. And number four was mitzvos that do not involve other people, so there's no bitachon. But then he analyzed it and said there's no bitachon in the first two areas, but there is definitely bitachon in the third area, implementing your bechira l'tov. Number five on the list is mitzvahs that involve other people, giving tzedakah, mucholus ayvorim, asher to'alton, their benefits, the nizkon, and chas v'shalom, the harm they cause if you don't do the right thing, misavros el zuloso, they involve other people, tzedakah, maiser, limud hachochma, that's kind of strange, but maybe because he means to teach also, the tzeves betov, by Izor Me'arad, that involve other people, Lohoshev Hamunos, Hamonos, people give you a Pikodon, a Halvoa, paying it back, Ulahaster Hasod, keeping a secret, huh? I remember the last time you read that, you're supposed to do that. Uladaber Tov, Velasos Hatov, Kibiravos, Vahachna, Rishom, Elohim, Vahoros B'nei Odom, teaching people, Darke Tovoso, Lachmol on the Yehem, that Rachmonos on the poor, Lerachim Aleim, Belisbol Chervosom, and to be civil with people, you know, not to take the common, in other words, Kemer Osom Avodo, Miachel Osom, Umiyaram Begmovonesh. He's pointing out the very practical things that when you try to give people Musa and get them to do good, they're gonna turn on you, and they're gonna, yeah, so you, you'll be protected from them. So, Ofane Yosha Abitochem Bazer. Okay, so here it's a little more complicated than the previous item on the list, because now you're involved with other people. And they need the tzedaka, and they need the meiser, and they, you're involved with a relationship here. You're interacting with other people. So it's a separate thing on the list. So, okay, here's what you do. Here's your approach. You consider what there is to do. The yivchar asosam, and you make your bechira because it's tov. And here, the yisabe valem kfi yacholto. So far, it's a mitzvah. You make your bechira, you daven Hashem, you can implement it. Kfi mashek damnu bechelek haravii mechiva bechira olinos kavalo bechir. It's sort of like number four. So far, so good. But, here you have to make sure that you're doing it for the right reason. You're not doing it to that the other person should be maketov to you. You're not doing it so that they should be thankful to you. You're not, and here it's more complicated. You have to make sure to, I'm doing it because this is Hashem's will, not because, let's say, but an oni, you're supposed to feel sympathy for the oni, but that's part of Hashem's will. You learn it out from Sukkim. The Sukkim say you should feel sympathy for the oni. I talked about this Shabbos a few weeks ago. Hashem wants you to be sympathetic. Hashem wants you to be empathetic. But ultimately, the bottom line is, I'm doing Hashem's will. This will save you from a lot of grief when the people that you did a favor for turn on you. Which is part of life. So you won't get angry. Because, you know, you didn't do it so that they should say thank you, hopefully. You didn't do it that they should say, oh, thank you, you know. You did it because it's Hashem's will. You have to treat it, you have to have a certain detachment in your mind. It's hard, because Hashem wants us to be sympathetic and empathetic also. He doesn't just want us to treat the oni like a lulav and shake him, you know. I'm taking you across the street, lady, whether you want to go or not. Come on. Right. So it's hard to feel empathy and sympathy and to feel for someone else, but you do it with that feeling, but you're not doing it, well, you're certainly not doing it to get thanks, which is what he's talking about. You can't say, this is a thankless task. Yes, it is a thankless task, and then say, Baruch Hashem, it's a thankless task. Now I can do it lishma, because it's a thankless task. Now, they may have an obligation to say thank you to you. Or with children, it's good to be mechanich, you have a chi of chinuch, so you should be mechanich them to say thank you. But taka, you don't, you know, that's why, so if they don't thank you, it's a failure in your chinuch, so to speak. It's not like, come here, it's a whole different attitude, you know. You're not looking at it with resentment, you're looking at it as a limud that they weren't told face yet, and they're not doing it yet. So you have to teach them, you have to say thank you. Because that's your chinuch, that's what he's saying. When you're involved with other people, you have to work hard to make sure that you're treating it, again, with a certain detachment. I'm being bocher betov, bocharta bechayim. Hashem wants me to do this. And I'm not doing it so that... And especially the third thing is very important, because it can be very depressing if you're not successful. I try to help someone out. I worked on it for 3 months. Spent a lot of time on it. Failed. You're angry. So that's already like the third shlav, remember? That's up to Hashem. If you fail, so you don't, it's good, you know, people get, it's not uncommon that people that help other people and then they fail, they go, I'm giving up, I'm not helping anybody anymore. That's it. I've had it. No more. But it has no pshat. Chagalovus is teaching us why that has no pshat. I'm only doing it because, not only, it's tough. I'm doing it because it's Hashem's will. It's like, and if he chose, maybe that person wasn't zochet to be helped. Right? I tried to give tzedakah, and you know, it didn't get to the right people. I gave it to Koopa, and you know, it didn't go to the people who really need it, let's say. I'm just giving an example. So okay, and I find, you know, so I'm not giving any more tzedakah, which mamish people react that way. Okay, I'm not doing this anymore, because I failed. Calm down. Why'd you do it for? You did it to be successful. Success is up to Hashem. Right? And I'm not doing Mikachaylam anymore. No, this is what I get. This is the thank you I get. That's not, and Chaylam says, no, you're not doing it for the thank you. It's not important to thank you. And you're doing it because Hashem wants you to do it, so you're going to keep on doing it, because tomorrow's another day and another chiyuv, and if you're obligated tomorrow, you're obligated tomorrow. So this is like, it's, you know, he made this a separate thing, because when you're involved with other people, it's more dangerous that it affects you, and you can get depressed or resentful or angry, or sometimes even the coma, or you stop doing it, you know. So then there's a question which needs exploration, which I don't think this class of Chavis Halvavas is the place to explore it, that there are boundaries you have to make, right? Because people do take advantage sometimes. That's like a whole discussion in itself. In my experience, you have to be very careful, because now that's code words. I have to set boundaries, and I need time for myself, and I have to do chesed with myself. I have to do chesed for myself, and if I don't feel good about myself, then it's all true, but it's also all excuses. And it's not so simple to know when it's good old selfishness that's rearing its ugly head under the guise of psychobabble. And sometimes it's true, because there does have to be boundaries. It's very, very difficult. In fact, last night, I found, because it's always hard, like, I'll be Torah. What are boundaries? You can't trust, but, you know, you have to feel good. Maybe you don't have to feel good. No. But I found a sefer that actually has a bunch of essays about doing chesed. Like 20 essays. A halacha sefer that has around 20 essays about doing chesed. And in those essays, I found some of them really give halachic guidelines for what we would call boundaries. He doesn't use the word boundaries, obviously, and he doesn't even use the word gevulim. But really, because everything's in halacha. How much money do I have to spend on an esrog? It's halacha. How much time do I have to devote to chesed? Do I have to devote any time to chesed? Do I have to go out and look for chesed to do? Like, what do I do if the chesed makes me, you know, chesed begins at home? You know, we've all heard these sayings, chesed begins at home, and but then you'll never end up doing chesed if it begins at home, because there's no end to what you have to do in your house, right? So far, the only sefer I ever found that talks about it from the perspective of halacha, from the perspective of Torah, rather than reading an article in Bina. Sorry. I love Bina, I read it every week. Rather than reading an article about some person saying how you have to set boundaries, I'm very uncomfortable with that. Even though it might be true, and when is it true? And I feel much more comfortable if there's halachic parameters, and we believe that there's halachic parameters for everything. It's just, I never saw anybody talk about it, you know? So this is really, it's remarkable. I didn't read it yet, but I see that there's 20 essays on chesed, in the back of the sefer. It's a halacha sefer about Benodim Machavero. In the back of the sefer, there's 20 Kuntras Biurim, it's called, and there's 20 essays like Shtikuch Torah about doing chesed, like a halachic analysis. And I'd say 5 out of the 20 are what we would call boundaries, and that's remarkable. So, but that's not for here. That's like, that's.